A Milwaukee animal shelter is over capacity and is calling on the community for help. Milwaukee Area Domestic Animal Control Commission, or MADC, is urging people to consider volunteering, adoption, or fostering. More than 100 dogs alone came to the shelter in the first week of January. The organization is not a private shelter, meaning staff can't turn away the animals coming through their doors. WUWM's Eric Vaughn fellow Maria Peralta Arellano spoke to MADC's Community Engagement and Volunteer Coordinator, Kate Hartland, about what's causing the overcrowding.
Could you kind of brief me on the nature in which the animals are coming in? Are they culls, strays?
So everyone here is a stray. We are the stray holding facility for Milwaukee County, for the 19 municipalities in Milwaukee County. So they are all stray animals. I crunched the numbers and I looked at last year, and last year in the same time frame. So from January 2nd to January 7th last year, we had 93 dogs come in. This year we had 110. So it's not that it's that much more, but we had more dogs in shelter at the time this year.
Right.
And we've had a couple court cases, like cruelty neglect cases, that have been, they have to sit here while the prosecutors decide what they're doing. So we've had some of those dogs since like October. So they are taking up very valuable kennel space.
Everyone, I guess, is trying to find like a person to blame.
Right.
Animal breeders, careless owners, pretty much trying to point a finger. So where do you think this issue kind of stems from?
I mean, I agree with all of that. I think, you know, we need to definitely have stricter laws for breeding, for backyard breeding. We end up getting, you know, someone will come in and be like, oh, I found these three puppies. No, you didn't. You just couldn't sell them, you know, right. But we can't call someone, you know, we can't say you're a liar to their face. You know, so backyard breeding, I mean, and this is going to be controversial, but like shelters that are bringing animals in from the South, like, we have to get our own community in order first. Like, I worked in the South. I understand the problem. There is way more overcrowding down there. But, like, we have to fix our own house first.
Right.
You know? So I think it's a combination of the economy is really hard. It's expensive. You know, it's almost become a luxury to own a pet these days because care, food, everything is very expensive. So irresponsible owners, there is that. You know, but I think a lot of people have a misunderstanding that, I was talking to someone else earlier and I said, I think people are embarrassed when they come in here to reclaim their animal. Mm-hmm. But bad things happen to good people. I mean, a month after I started working here, I lost my 17-year-old dog. My neighbor left the gate open and she wandered out and she luckily was here. But like, we are always willing to work with people to reclaim their animals because our goal is to reunite them with their owners. You know, the best place for an animal is in their home, as long as their home is not one of cruelty and neglect. You know, but like license and rabies, we can't wave around because that's state mandated. But we are willing to work with people, but they need to come in here and show that they actually care and they actually do want to get their animal back. I think economics is really... It's really hurting right now. It's very expensive to have pets. And I think people, I don't want to put words in people's mouths, but I think sometimes like if they know their animal is here and they can't afford it, they at least know it's here and it's safe. There's also a stigma of rehoming your animal. There's nothing wrong with properly rehoming your animal. And I try to get that point across to people all the time because we actually have a website or a link on our website for Home to Home, which is a rehoming website, that I run that program for us. And you're not always the best fit. You know, like not every family is the right fit for every dog, but that doesn't mean that you couldn't have a dog. Maybe just find one that better fits your lifestyle as long as you are properly rehoming, you know, don't give it away for free on Craigslist. Don't do that. But yeah, as far as MADC, reclaim your animal if you have one here, please. Check here. This is the first place that you should check if you're missing an animal. And don't just check the website, you know, come in and check daily or at least every other day to see if your animal is here.
That was MADC's Community Engagement and Volunteer Coordinator, Kate Hartland, speaking with WUWM's Eric Vaughn fellow Maria Peralta Arellano about the animal shelter's overcrowding. If you're interested in adopting or fostering a pet, you can contact MADC by calling 414-649-8640.